We're live in Studio 1A with Austin's own Star Parks, whose album Don't Dwell is available now. They have a release show tomorrow night at the Blackheart on Rainy Street. That's Friday, May 27th. PT Banks will be there as well. Guys, thanks so much for being in Studio 1A. We're thrilled to have you. Let's jump into a song. Theoretical Girls, live in Studio 1A from Star Parks here on KUTX from the album Don't Dwell, which is available now. And the release show, once again, is tomorrow night, May 27th, at the Blackheart. Now, and it's funny because that song was also the KUTX Song of the Day a couple days ago here on KUTX. Now we have two versions streaming online.
Should we have done something else?
No. It's perfect. Actually, I want to talk to you about it because, you know, the studio version is decidedly a little different. You know, based on the recordings, and I want to go into that just a little bit, talking about the recording process. From what I understand, you recorded the album twice. Is that right? Or
it was, in a way? It was more of a... We went into a studio. We had, like, hired musicians, and I had a bunch of songs that I did. We recorded it. It didn't seem like the right group of songs, so I kind of just scrapped it all and did it all over again. Kind of by, just with me and a drummer who's also an engineer.
I should also introduce Andy Biancalli.
Yep, that's
speaking
me.
Speaking right now.
But, yeah, I mean, it was the expensive way to do it. Not the most productive way, but I think it turned out okay.
So I've heard you say before that you love the idea of using the studio kind of in a way that it can make you whatever band that you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could go into a band and just lay down a live track, but that's a certain approach to it. But why just be a rock and roll band? You could be any band you want.
Do you feel like going in to record, like, while you're in there, it shaped what the band ended up becoming?
I mean, I went in there alone, and I didn't really know what I was going to do. I had an idea of what the songs were going to be about and what they were going to sound like, but that's just really structure. And then you get into the style part of it, which I think is how people use a studio, which is kind of making things sound bad, I guess, or making it sound the way you imagine in your head, a combination of things. But, I mean, we use a lot of cool synths on there. I think that kind of gave it a little texture.
Yeah, there's a lot of great. You got Mellotrons, you got just big
Mellotron.
colorful
Every
sounds.
Every record should have a Mellotron.
I agree. So how did you meet the rest of the guys, or how did you bring the rest of the guys into the fold?
I've known them all for years. Yeah. I mean, me and Ben used to play in The Preservation together. Me and Morris played in a band called Tinner Rose together. Me and Nathaniel played in a band called Slow Train together. And then we just poached this guy. He's the best drummer in town.
Awesome. And so the album is out now, and you're playing tomorrow night at
the Black Card on Old Rainy Street.
Looking forward
to it. Pearl of Austin.
Well, let's hear another tune from the album Don't Dwell.
Sure.
It's not.
that perfect little dust-settling moment at the end there. Star Parks from right here in Austin here in Studio 1A. Guys, thanks so much for coming by. I really appreciate it. There's going to be one more song that's going to be exclusively available online, which you can check out there, as well as, of course, the KTX Song of the Day from a few days ago, the studio version of Theoretical Girls. Once again, Star Parks will be playing tomorrow night, Friday night, at the Black Heart in support of the brand new album, Don't Dwell. Really appreciate you guys coming in.
Thanks for having us, man.
It was a lot of fun. I want to thank Jake Perlman for engineering this session as well. I'm John Parsons. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to KTX.